Hello, my beautiful people. This is your host, Kayla Ware of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. Welcome to episode 3 of season 2. And today's topic, we are going to speak on longing for God and thirsting for His presence. I personally think that this is going to be a really good one. Stay tuned. Thank you for staying tuned and welcome back. We're just going to go ahead and dive right on into it. So for this episode, I would like to dissect the hymn As the Deer. This topic is a bit personal. It was inspired by our Bible class this past Wednesday. Instead of having our normal classes, we had a few brothers to lead songs, read scriptures, and pray, all according to the topics they were given. As the Deer was led after Psalm 42, verses 1 through 7 was read. But what really made me deeply engage in each song that was led was the reason we didn't have normal Bible class. One of our elders felt that it would be a good idea to let our preacher rest and just enjoy hearing the Lord's word. And this was done because he recently found out that his wife has breast cancer. She and her family have been on my mind heavily ever since I heard the news. I can only imagine what they're going through. The pain and heartache they're feeling. The fear and anxiety of wondering what's next. But all of these are normal human-like feelings, and I know that our Lord Jesus Christ has felt every single one of these emotions at some point during his time here on earth. So, with further ado, this episode is dedicated to the loving family, the Grays. As the Deer was wonderfully written by Marty Nystrom in 1984, making this song fairly recent in comparison to most of the other hymns that we sing. He was inspired by Psalm chapter 42, verse 1. The song begins very similar to the scripture. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Then it continues on to say, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Let's start this one off with term time. As the deer pants for the water. What does it mean to pant for something? Well, every definition that I've come across fits the context of this sentence well. To breathe with short, quick breaths, typically from exertion or excitement. To long for or long to do something. To crave or ache for. Each of these definitions helps us to see the importance of water to the deer. I've even read that deer typically drink water several times a day and often go to water before they would go to food. And to add, they will travel up to 3 miles just for a sip. This is how our soul is to yearn and ache for God. Now, I did a little more research, and I read that a deer can dehydrate in just a few hours, hence the reason they need water several times a day. When dehydrated, their body can lead to a rapid deterioration of health and potentially death. And without God, the same will happen to us spiritually, and it can happen just as rapidly. This is why the Bible tells us in John 1 and 8 to meditate on the word day and night so that we will make our way prosperous and have good success. I also read that deer often prioritize water over food because they are highly dependent on water for survival. In this same way, we are to prioritize the Lord in our lives because surely we need Him for survival as well, especially if we want to live eternally. And I'm sure this is why they will travel as far as they have to go to retrieve water, because they need it just that badly. And I know I may sound like I need some water too, but don't mind me. I have a cold. And being pregnant, you can get out of breath just talking. So bear with me. But once again, in the same way, we should have the same zeal for God's word, doing whatever needs to be done to make sure we receive it. And I can confidently say that these are character traits held by the Gray family. Some of you may wonder, how do you know that? Are you around them 24/7? No, I'm not with them that often, but I do know what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. Let's take a look. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. And I see the fruits of this caring family, and I adore their dedicated work in the Lord's church. So, on to the next sentence of this hymn. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. The songwriter says that God alone is what his heart desires. Not a new home, not more money, not more friends, not a better car or a higher attendance rate at their congregation, etc. The only thing his heart desires is God, and he longs to worship him. Just a quick term time. To long for something is to have a strong wish or desire. So if we are focused on the Lord, and the only thing we desire in life is to live for and worship him, then everything else will fall into place. I can confirm this with Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 through 33, where Jesus says, "For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Our heavenly Father knows what we need without us even asking him, although he does prefer a relationship with him to where we do. But not only does he already know, but he already has it waiting for us. We just have to do our part and worship him through it all. As for the Gray family, not once have I ever heard the words, "I need," come out of their mouths. It's always, "I want," or "I would like to," or "if the Lord is willing." They know that our Lord will supply their needs and carry them through every storm. Now let's go on to the next verse of this beautiful hymn, which says, "I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye." Now, I want to pick your brains a little. I have a quick question. If someone were to come up to you and offer $60,000 in cash, would you take it? The only catch is that you have to put your relationship with the Lord on hold for about a month or so. Would you still take it? That's not too bad of a deal, right? Okay, well, maybe that's a bit extreme. Okay. Let's say the same person offers you $400 to not go to church for just one Sunday. Would you still take it? Now, you're probably wondering, where is she going with this? Well, my friends, in today's time, 1 pound of gold is worth roughly $60,000. Just 1 pound. And 1 pound of silver is worth roughly $400. 1 pound. Do we want the Lord more than this? Is our time with Him more valuable than that cash, gold, or silver? Let's think about it this way. How long would that money last us in comparison to how long He has been there and will continue to be there for us? This is what Nystrom meant when he said, He wants the Lord more than gold or silver. I mean, like, why want something that's temporary and will soon fade? Something that can lose its value. Something that you cannot take with you when you die. And as said by the songwriter, only God can satisfy. As written in Psalm 107, verse 9, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Now, I always thought that the next sentence of this verse was beautifully written. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. I always thought that was so adorable. And the joy that God provides goes beyond mere happiness. It is profound and enduring. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, we are reminded that the joy of the Lord is our strength. This joy is a gift from God that sustains us even in difficult times. John chapter 15, verse 11 also captures this message where Jesus tells his disciples, "These things I have spoken to you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus desires for us to experience his joy, a complete and fulfilling joy that comes from abiding in his love. This is the joy that I see in the Gray family. I don't know of everything that they go through, but I do know that I have not seen a change in them since they have received this saddening news. Were tears shed behind closed doors? I'm sure they were. But does that mean that their joy from God has been taken away? Certainly not. And to end this verse, I wanted to elaborate just a little on the phrase of apple of my eye. I always thought it was just the most adorable thing to say to someone, but never did I know until studying for this episode that it originated from the Bible. It refers to the pupil, which was believed to be a solid, precious, essential part of vision. The phrase appears in several places throughout the Bible and conveys a sense of deep affection. One such instance is found in Psalm chapter 17, verses 8, where David prays to God, saying, "Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings." Here, David is asking for God's protection and care, highlighting how valued and treasured he wishes to be in God's sight, the same way that God should be in our sight, actually. But in conclusion, I would like to say that the chorus of this hymn sums it all up. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Then it goes back to repeat, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. God is ever present to support, protect, and guide us through all circumstances. And he is worthy of our trust and gratitude. When we rely on him as our strength and shield, we find security and peace. It's imperative that we align our hearts and spirits with God, seek his direction, and live lives that honor him. We need to let go of our own desires and allow God to lead and guide us, trusting that his ways are perfect. And his plans are for our ultimate good. To the Gray family, thank you dearly for being such an inspiration to me. Thank you for welcoming me into your lives with open arms and treating me like family since the beginning. Thank you for remaining strong and faithful to the Lord through your times of trouble. You're encouraging to us all. I love each and every one of you. Thank you all for talking with me. Let's walk with him.